Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Ephesians chapter 4 and 2 says this. It says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one another in love. Wow, what a concept. To be patient and love one another, to bear one another in love. To know that, yes, we're going to make mistakes. To know that, yes, we're going to do things that maybe are going to hurt someone's feelings. Or maybe somebody's going to do things that are going to hurt our feelings, but we're going to bear one another with love, just like God bears us. You see, there's times in our lives that we may do things that God isn't always pleased with. But you know what? We have to say to ourselves, I want to love God and I want to serve God, and I love God more than I love these things. And therefore, I'm going to put God first in my life. To put God first, how do I do that? In order to put God first, we have to put love first, because the Bible teaches us, the Bible says that God is love. We live in a society so full of hate, so riveted with divisiveness. There's an attitude, there's a feeling in the air that because I disagree with you, because we don't have the same point of view, I can't love you. God says to love one another, unconditionally love one another. Now, I don't mean to let people walk on you. I don't mean to let people tear you down. I don't mean to let people do things that'll hurt you. But I do mean we have to love one another. We have to forgive one another, just as God has loved us and has forgiven us. This is Pastor Troy from Fountain of Life Family Worship Center. Forgive someone. Show someone the kind of love that you'd like others to show you.